The Indian in the Cupboard by Lynn Reed Banks, read by the author. Chapter 1, Birthday Presents. It was not that Omri didn't appreciate Patrick's birthday present to him. Far from it. He was really very grateful. Sort of. It was, without a doubt, very kind of Patrick to give Omri anything at all, let alone a second-hand plastic red Indian which he himself had finished with. The trouble was, though, that Omri was getting a little fed up with small plastic figures, of which he had loads. Biscuit tins full, probably 3 or 4 if they were all put away at the same time, which they never were, because most of the time they were scattered about in the bathroom, the loft, the kitchen, the breakfast room, not to mention Omri's bedroom and the garden. The compost heap was full of soldiers, which, over several autumns, had been raked up with the leaves by Omri's mother, who was rather careless about such things. Omri and Patrick had spent many hours together playing with their joint collections of plastic toys, but now they'd had about enough of them, at least for the moment, and that was why, when Patrick brought his present to school on Omri's birthday, Omri was disappointed. He tried not to show it, but he was. "Do you really like him?" asked Patrick, as Omri stood silently with the Indian in his hand. "Yes, he's fantastic," said Omri in only a slightly flattish voice. "I haven't got an Indian." "I know. I haven't got any cowboys either." "Nor have I. That's why I couldn't play anything with him." Omri opened his mouth to say, "I won't be able to either," but thinking that might hurt Patrick's feelings, he said nothing, put the Indian in his pocket and forgot about it. After school there was a family tea, and all the excitement of his presence from his parents and his two older brothers. He was given his dearest wish, a skateboard, complete with kickboard and kryptonic wheels from his mum and dad, and from his eldest brother, Adiel, a helmet. Gilon, his other brother, hadn't bought...